You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Hey. It's Friday.
And that means it's 702 Unplugged.
Right, time to scale things down a little bit and get more laid back for the weekend. Of course, if you want to follow us on 702 Unplugged, it's easy. Just go to our Facebook page and you can see the video there. Talking to Matt Gardner. Now, this is all live on Facebook, so please do go. Talking to Matt Gardner. Now, Matt is no stranger to the South African music scene at all. His pop country sound has seen him open for artists such as Prime Circle, Honor Carstens, Desmond and the Tutus, and many more. But he's, in his own right, he's a musician. So perhaps to say he opened for is incorrect, because they should maybe be opening for him. He's been influenced by the likes of Matthew Mole, Ed Sheeran, and also Jeremy Loops. Matt has a number of hit singles. You would have heard them. He also joins us on 702. Matt, hi, good afternoon.
How's it, Ray? How are you today?
Not too bad, not too bad. Now, as I sort of went through your musical influences, I thought to myself, that's interesting. If you do pop country, just explain Ed Sheeran, Matthew Mole, and say Jeremy Loops. It's a nice sort of combination there.
Yeah, they're all three of my favorite musicians. It's more the country aspect is more the way that I like to be able to tell stories during the song, and like just the way that I can, the musicality of the whole thing, I just love the vibe.
Okay, so who is Matt Gardner? Let's start right there. Who is Matt Gardner? Take us through your upbringing and how you got into country, because country is big in this country. People don't actually realize that, but country is really, really, really big in the RFSA.
Oh, 100%. Country is a lot bigger than anyone knows. I'm just a dude from Pietermaritzburg, down in KZN. Grown up here, pretty much lived here my entire life. I lived in Pretoria for 1 year when I was studying engineering, but I hated that. So I came home to study music instead, and best decision ever. But I mean, I've come up in Maritzburg, and obviously Prime Circle was the first band I ever played for. I got to open for them when I was, I think I was about 15 years old when that happened. I was in grade 10. Mm. And Neil is from Pietermaritzburg as well. The keyboard player, pianist from Prime Circle is from Pietermaritzburg. So he's kind of mentored me through a lot of things as well as I've come through. He's helped me along and he's given me some advice, and I'm very grateful for it. And the country aspect came in when my girlfriend came back from America. She was au pairing there, and You know how it is. You give your girlfriend the aux cord or the Bluetooth in the car, and you don't really have a say of what you listen to. It's more what she wants to listen to that you get to listen to. And she came home from America blasting the country tunes in the car, and I had to listen to it, but I didn't mind at all. Like, I absolutely, as soon as I started listening to it, I was like, you know what? These O's are so talented. Like, these guys can write. They tell stories so well through the way they're doing it. You can tell it's real. You can tell it's like a true life story. It's like what they've been through. It's what they've lived through.
That's interesting. So storytelling through music, because that is country. We were chatting to Donald. You know, he's a musician in the past half hour, and he was talking about emotion and breaking up with his girlfriend and things like that. Does the same thing apply for country music? Is it all about emotion? All about that beautiful woman in the fields, or how does it work?
Definitely. I think it's all about how you feel. That's what country music is to me. It's about how you feel. And whether it's about a breakup, whether it's about having a party with your mates, whether it's about falling in love with someone, being in love with someone, loving somebody, or even if you're writing a song about your dog. I mean, it's country is so versatile. You can write it about anything you feel. This is the way that you feel.
That is so interesting. So there is this essay market, like I said, you can make a living from it as well, can't you?
Yeah, I think so. This is my first country song I've ever released, which was a little bit scary. I didn't know what to expect, but I think I've had quite a decent reception so far for it. So I'm very, very happy.
Right. We will be playing your music shortly. Tell us a little bit about Brown Hair, Brown Eyes then.
Oh, this song was, it's a very special one. I mean, I was driving to work last year during the pandemic, during the lockdown. As soon as things opened up a little bit, I got to start working. The phrase brown hair, brown eyes just kept going off in my head. And I thought to myself, I was like, you know what? That sounds like such a cool name for a song. So I went home And I suddenly just started writing my keyboards here. I started writing, just played guitars and stuff all on this thing. And within 45 minutes to an hour, the whole thing was literally right there. Like the foundation for it was there. And I took it to my mate, Brendan Durbin. And he's my producer and my drummer and one of my good friends. And he just polished it up a little bit. And then we took it to a place called the Audio Suite studio in Durban. And a guy called Brent Quinton sessioned some guitar in it, and he engineered the track for us. And yeah, they turned it into what I had up here that I couldn't quite put onto the into the track. And then it was there. It was born right in front of me. And I just thought it was such an amazing thing to be able to give the person who introduced me to country music her own country song, kind of like an ode to her, you know.
Aww. That's brilliant. That really is lovely. We're chatting to Matt Gardner. He's a country stroke pop singer. And let's take a listen to some of his music.
It's Friday.
And that means it's 7:02 Unplugged.